Well, Nigel, a bizarre end to the game and a scoreline that isn't fair on your side, I would say. What's your take on the performance tonight?
Well, I'm pleased you said the scoreline wasn't fair because we've come here with a game plan. Obviously, we've set ourselves out of like a 1-4-4-2 to start off with, and Fulham moved the ball about. Changed the shape after 20 minutes and we started to get better possession of the football, didn't we? We went a 1-4 diamond 2, which helped us get a grip of the game. Better grip of the game. We defended well. We had a few opportunities. Woolley could have scored the first minute. Fantastic save from the goalkeeper. And we had one or two opportunities on the counter, which we were looking for. But an hour into the game, penalty. Is it a penalty? Isn't it a penalty? So that gives it. And then we're just about to go and bring Shea on and make a... You know, because we're in the game. And he's going to go and change it. And whoever it was is just turning the back and the lad's going to score the goal to make it two. So gives us a mindset. Obviously, we've seen the team selection of what we've got as well. Give players opportunity. So we were mindful of, for example, Craig Alcott, who I thought did super tonight. And Harrison McGahey, maybe they might have struggled a little bit with fitness. Harrison's got through the full 90. But Craig, we had to take off in the end. So you're juggling around a little bit. All these things you have to be conscious of. And at the end, Jose's had a stupid rush of blood. You know, so I'm livid about that. Because it doesn't just affect tonight's game, it affects games going forward. So the 91st minute is the final goal. Is it offside? I haven't seen the replay back, so I can't make a comment on it yet. But everyone was suggesting it was offside from our point of view, which is a shame. Because as you said, it just all of a sudden makes the scoreline a different one. And that's football. Thanks for the supporters. They've come down, they were singing throughout the game and we always appreciate that. I think they appreciate we got some young lads out there today learning the game and playing. And there was a lot of effort out there tonight from the players against a team who are, you know, tipped to do well and go up in the Championship. So the good players, it's another level. So to me, it was good experience for the players.
What's Jose said in there afterwards? It was right down in front of us and there can be no defending it, I suppose.
He's not had an opportunity to say anything. He's just had to listen.
I guess for him as well, this was a case of him coming out there to be able to try and maybe stamp a mark on the game and try and maybe work his way into your plans.
No, Jose's been playing all the games. He's been doing really well. I mean, we looked at the game. Again, we had him at the tip of the diamond where we could maybe just think he's getting on that ball and just thread it. And then you change it around a little bit and he's ended up in the back. It's a stupid challenge that he's going to put in. It's we can't do it. He's got to learn. He's got to learn very, very quickly because the consequences of that action... Are very high.
Kieran Wallace as well, his red card, that was a bit more of a cynical one, wasn't it? He'll be disappointed in that one, I imagine.
Well, for me, it's the 92nd minute or whatever it is, and we've played out quickly from the back. We're under the cosh a little bit there, and we should have just maybe took a bit of sting out of it, and then we get caught on the counter. And Kieran's had an excellent game at centre-half. You know, I think he's been superb all the way through pre-season. He's done great in the left-back position. He's played centre-half all pre-season. And to me, I thought he'd had a super game. And it's just unfortunate. I think it was Dembele, the pace of Dembele, he's getting there. And he's just trying to stop him. And unfortunately, he's just had a slight little tug on his arm. And because he's probably deemed to be the nearest player to go through on goal, on the goalkeeper, the referee, I suppose, in the modern game now, is not left with an option but to give him the red card.
How much does it show the strength of your squad that you could make 10 changes this evening? You had a few square pegs in round holes, admittedly, I think, but you managed to go out there and push a Fulham side for a good 60 minutes, didn't you?
Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, again, we're trying to get players back. As I said, we've already talked about Craig Alcott and Harrison McGahey. Last night, Flinney and Terry Kennedy played for the under-21 team, and we've still got the likes of Bob Harris, Coots, Flo Cavellier. Who else is in the treatment room? There seems to be a few.
John Brayford,
you know what I mean? So we've got several players in there. So we're talking about getting a strength. But again, we've got to make sure we give the lads opportunities to go and play and utilise that. And so for me, the disappointing thing is Jose getting sent off tonight. And again, Kieran. Because obviously they were in the last team that have gone and played. And obviously the mindset will be that they were probably going to figure it the weekend coming up to Swindon.
I wanted to ask you about George Long as well. After what happened on the opening day, this scoreline is extremely unfair on him this evening. He made some fantastic saves.
George looked commanded in goal. You know, he came and caught crosses and he made some good saves, as you rightly say. And for me, it's important that, you know, after the first game, that, you know, tonight's an ideal opportunity to give George a game. We've got a lot of confidence in him, a lot of belief in him going forward. And how is he going to keep playing? How is he going to keep developing? We need him to play. So today it was a good opportunity for him to go and do it, and that'll be the same in the Johnson's Paint Trophy on Tuesday.
Another long trip as well at the weekend for you, but you managed to give some legs a rest, haven't you, I suppose? That was one of the key things today.
Well, again, utilising the squad, we talked about the three games travelling a week on the back of the three games that we've just gone and had. One or two players were little knocks. I think, you know, we look at it, it's a competitive league that we're in, and it's demanding, and players have got little knocks. So, again, it was an opportunity to maybe leave one or two to rest the knocks. But obviously it gives one or two other players opportunities to get valuable game time.